Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest today in the studio is the book publisher Midge Raymond. Her own work has appeared in the Los Angeles Times Magazine, Chicago Tribune, Poets and Writers, among many other publications. She's taught at Boston University, Seattle's Hugo House, and San Diego's Writers, Inc. She now resides in Ashland and is co-founder of Ashland Creek Press. Her new book is titled Floriana, a novel. Welcome to the exchange, Midge.
Thanks so much, Mike.
So, I'm not usually a fiction reader, to be quite honest. Nonfiction's my usual cup of tea. But I picked up your book and I had a hard time putting it down. So, I wrote this about your book and I'm interested in your feedback. Honest, okay? So, here's what I wrote. Floriana is a remote place among the Galapagos Islands where the past and present collide a century apart in the journals of two women who never met, where the fantasy of lovers meet mysteriously tragic ends, where a true story of unsolved murders in a far-flung region of the world is told through the lens of a brilliant fiction writer. That writer is Midge Raymond, the author of the new novel, Floriana. Her previous works include My Last Continent, Devil's Island, co-authored with John Yonker, and Forgetting English. Did I get that right?
That's wonderful. Thank you. It's very generous, and I appreciate it.
So tell me about the story.
Well, Floriana, and I like that you enjoyed the novel, and I think maybe you did because you're a nonfiction reader, because it is based on a true story of bizarre things that happened in Floriana, on Floriana Island back in the 1930s.
Admittedly, that did catch me.
Right. Yeah, it's hard not to be intrigued by it. And that's how I ended up writing the novel, in fact, because I traveled to the Galapagos. Mm-hmm. Years ago, to see penguins and to see wildlife, because that's usually why you go to the Galapagos Islands. And when I was there, I learned this weird, weird story about early settlers on Floriana, in which two of them disappeared, never to be seen or heard from again, and two others died mysterious deaths. And so I had to learn more. So I set out finding out as much as I could about this weird human history, and I just knew I had to write a novel about it.
That's crazy. You go all the way out to the Galapagos, and you discover a mystery.
Yeah. Yeah. And interestingly, there is not a lot known about this mystery. I went searching for source material and found that there are only three books. Back at the time when I was researching, there were only three books and a documentary and a handful of articles. So I read all of those. And in a way, that made it easier, you know, having fewer resources, because then I could let my imagination go wild.
Well, what's interesting to me anyway, as someone who doesn't pick up a lot of novels, what I was expecting is not what I received. You told the story in a unique way through the lenses of these two women. And each chapter, I can't even put it as a chapter. I can't say it's a chapter. But we keep flipping back and forth between these two women's lens. Talk about why you wrote it that way and how magical that actually was.
Thank you. I decided to write it that way because in the process of, you know, figuring out how I was going to tell this story, my imagined version of it, I decided that I needed to have Dora's real story come out. So what happened was, to give you a little background, is that Dora Strauch and Friedrich Ritter moved to the Galapagos Islands in 1929 from Berlin. They had met there, became lovers, left their spouses at home, and moved to this remote island, thinking they would start over together. And a few years later, another German family arrived. And then a couple of months after that, a woman calling herself the Baroness arrived with her two lovers and proceeded to wreak havoc on all the other settlers. She was mercenary. She had a gun that she waved around and threatened people with. And basically, that's when things went a little awry. And she disappeared with one of her lovers, you know, and no one knew what happened. So two of the source materials that I found were the memoirs of Dora Strauch and the memoirs of Margaret Whitmer, two of the three women who were on the island and survived to tell about it. But in reading those memoirs, it just struck me that each woman wrote their book for publication. And they were very different in terms of what actually happened. You know, they had two totally different versions of events. And it was almost as if each woman wanted to get their story on the record. Mm. So when I thought about writing this as a novel and imagining what really happened, imagining an ending, I knew that there had to be a real diary. You know, not the diary that was meant for publication for other people to read, but the real one in which, you know, Dora, in this case, revealed all her secrets. So I created a parallel narrative in which someone in 2020, who was on the islands researching penguins, found this hidden diary.
That's so you. Okay.
I wish. That would be an amazing discovery, actually.
So let's talk about you then. How'd you become a writer? What's your story?
Well, my story is that I always loved to write and just grew up writing down little stories about whatever it was going on in my life, which was not that interesting. And so I eventually turned to journalism because I enjoyed telling other people's stories. I am fascinated by other people. Even my fiction comes from somewhere outside in the world, you know, something I see, something I hear, something I learn. And eventually I ended up working in publishing. And that's when I started writing fiction. I just took the journalism skills that I had, you know, in terms of, you know, setting a scene and telling a story and putting those into fiction.
Well, it's creative writing.
Yeah.
We're fact-based.
Exactly. And I struggle with that a little bit with this novel because this is the first thing I've written that's based on actual events and actual people who once lived. And I had a hard time at first letting go of the facts in order to let my imagination take over and tell a fictional story. So that was a challenge for me in the beginning.
Well, you've written a lot. I mean, your writing has appeared all over the place. So talk about some of the writing before Floriana.
Before Floriana, I wrote a novel, My Last Continent, and that too is based in an exotic location. It's based in Antarctica. There are penguins. There's a scientist. I think part of my fascination with writing about these remote places and wildlife and the people who work in conservation is just to tell their stories. So that's, again, that little journalist in me who's thinking, these are stories that are incredible, and I want people to know what these, you know, heroic people do at the ends of the earth to save animals. So that's part of it. And my first book was a short story collection called Forgetting English. And that is a collection of stories that take place all over the world. I am fascinated by people going outside their normal settings, outside their comfort zones, if you will, and then seeing what happens. Interesting things happen.
My guest is local publisher Midge Raymond. She's a co-founder of Ashland Creek Press and author of the new book, Floriana, a novel. So after you write, the process of getting your writing out there. Talk about that. How does that happen?
Oh, that's the biggest part of the process. That's the hardest part of the process, I would say. As a small press co-founder, you know, we are very small and we don't necessarily need our writers to have an agent to come to us. They can send their work directly. So publishing with a small press is easier in that way. And if you want to publish with a bigger publisher, then you do need an agent. So my first book came out with a small press. It was a university press, the first edition. And I had won a contest, and they still do that a lot, you know, for short story collections. That's probably a good way to get a short story collection out in the world because the small presses run these contests. But for my second novel, I mean, for my first novel, My Last Continent, I needed to get an agent. And that's a process. You have to query agents. You have to find one that likes your book. Then you do edits with the agent. Then they decide which editors to submit to at the big five publishers. And then when you find an editor, you do more edits, you know, and then a year and a half to 2 years later, the book finally comes out. So it's a very long process, often as long as writing the book itself.
That's ridiculous. In this age?
Well, the other option, and a lot of people do this, is self-publishing, which can be as fast as you want it to be.
But then the marketing comes in.
Then the marketing comes in, yeah. I find it really, really helpful to have a publisher behind me, whether it's a big publisher or a small press, just to have that help with the marketing.
So why'd you found or co-found your own publishing house?
Well, this happened back in 2011 when actually my husband's book, his first novel, The Tourist Trail, was couldn't find a home, and he decided he wanted to self-publish it. So he did. And around that time, Forgetting English went out of print because the university press closed. And I thought, well, I'm going to get this book out in the world, and why don't we put together a press where we can do that? Because at the time, you know, it was about 2008, 2009. The recession was happening. A lot of authors I knew had gone out of print. So we kind of thought, we'll create a space where, you know, we can keep people in print. And as it turns out, it wasn't anything like that. It turned out that we wanted to publish environmental writing and writing about conservation, animal protection. So we ended up going off in a different tangent, but it turned out to be great because that is our passion. And we've been going strong and still we're still around. So
why Ashland?
Well, we visited Ashland when we were living in Seattle.
How long ago was that?
That was back in 2009. We moved here in 2010. Okay. And we fell in love with it, absolutely fell in love, as I know it happens to a lot of people who visit here. And we thought, well, one day we'll move here, you know, when we retire. And as it turned out, my husband left his corporate job in Seattle, and Seattle's so expensive. And at the time, Ashland was much cheaper than Seattle. And so we thought, well, we have to downsize. Let's look for other places. And we came back to visit Ashland and found a place to rent, and here we are.
Living in cheap Ashland.
Yeah, right. I know.
For those of you that don't know Ashland, that's a joke. So you started your press here. How's it going? How do you get authors?
We get authors by putting out a call for submissions on our website, and we have a big mailing list, so people find out from that. And it's been a little slower in recent years because we've been doing other work. We published our own book, Devil's Island, this year, and Floriana's coming out soon. And it's been a busy, busy year, but we hope to, in 2025, you know, get back to publishing at least one book a year. And, but yeah, we've been around long enough that we're known for publishing environmental work and books about animals. And it's just when you're around long enough, people hear about you, and it's not a problem finding, getting submissions.
Well, you moved to the right place. I mean, Ashland is an artist's haven. It's
absolutely
an idyllic setting, and it's about the environment. So people are passionate about the environment here. So are you involved with any of the youth, any of the entertainment venues around here, or how are you involved in the community?
We're not formally involved with the community in terms of Ashland Creek Press, you know, because it's a global enterprise, if you will. That sounds really grand, and it's not. But I just mean our authors come from all over the world.
Right. It's a global marketplace.
It's exactly. It's a global marketplace. And so is book selling these days, you know, with so many online retailers. I mean, even local bookstores have an online presence most of the time. So books are so accessible, and authors are accessible. And, you know, there's so much to love here in Ashland. But we don't have specifically a local focus, although we absolutely love being here and being part of the community.
What do you look for in the kind of books that you want to publish?
We look for writers who are passionate about their topics and about their books, because that is the main thing. As we were talking about, it's so hard to get a book out into the world. And even once the book is published, there's so much to do to get it into the hands of readers. So we really look for authors who, of course, write beautifully and have great stories to tell, but also who really love what they're writing about and want to tell everyone.
Does it have to be about environmental issues, or what's the genre?
It can be any genre. So it could be a mystery. It could be a romance. We've published mystery novels. We've published memoirs. We've published, there's a comedy of errors, we call it, by a French author. And it's published in translation called The Green and the Red, and literary fiction. So it could be any type of book, as long as it has those environmental themes or conservation themes.
Okay, and so how can people get your book, Floriana?
Floriana, if people go to my website, midgeraymond.com, there are links there and more information on my website.
Do you do speaking engagements?
I do. I am going to be at the Ashland Public Library on December 3rd at 5 o'clock to talk about Floriana.
Okay, so is there anything else that we haven't covered? Because we've got about 30 seconds.
I can't think of anything, but I do want to thank you so much for reading and for your kind words, which really mean a lot.
Well, it's a captivating book.
Thank you.
Thank you for writing it. And thank you for getting me back. Well, I wouldn't say back, but getting me interested in fiction writing.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. That's what every author's dream is, to hear those words.
Well, that's all the time we have. So I want to thank you again, Midge, especially for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest is local publisher Midge Raymond. She's the co-founder of Ashland Creek Press and author of the new book, Floriana, a novel. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.